This episode is sponsored by Joseph Gwynn, MBA, California real estate broker, owner of Bay Area Real Estate Brokers. Joseph is a real estate broker in the California San Francisco Bay Area. He has an interesting real estate background that took him from real estate investing at 17 years of age alongside his father during the 2008 real estate crisis to eventually getting a real estate broker license. Joseph can be reached by visiting his website, BayAreaRealtyBrokers.com, or by calling area code 925-451-2002. My name is Clarence Rick Napier, CEO at 321 BizDev LLC, a bilingual English-Spanish consulting firm based in Sacramento County, California. 321 BizDev is not a marketing company. 321 BizDev is a sales systems and business development company supporting attorneys, CPAs, corporate dental franchisors, independent dentists, home health providers, home builders, medical groups, plastic surgeons, insurance brokers, real estate brokers, restaurants, tattoo shops, boutique shops, hairstylists, HVAC companies, and plumbers. I'm a military veteran, a former San Francisco club DJ with 8 years experience working as a Fortune 500 company sales manager in Los Angeles. I started 321 BizDev LLC in 2014 to help small business owners with front-end sales activities training not available to 99% of small business owners. 321 BizDev provides expert sales productivity and sales performance solutions for growth that work. Every solution we discuss on this podcast, 321 BizDev can perform. I can be reached at 726-999-0999. Spanish-speaking business owners anywhere in the U.S. can contact our bilingual English-Spanish business development specialist, Vice President Jaylene Rodriguez, who speaks fluent Spanish and fluent English. Her telephone number is 786-697-3400. Today's podcast episode is titled, "I Never Learned Something New from Someone Who Agreed With Me." This quote is attributed to Robert Anson Heinlein, an American science fiction author, aeronautical engineer, and U.S. naval officer. His most notable book was Starship Troopers. Another author, Dudley Field Malone, is also given credit for this quote. I do not know much about Robert Heinlein or Dudley Field Malone other than what I found online, but I love the quote. I first heard of the quote from a colleague, Demi Giroux, who mentioned the quote on a recent podcast episode. The quote, "Regardless who is credited with ownership, has wide practical implications." What does the quote mean with respect to business development? And the quote is again, "I never learned something new from someone who agreed with me." I just want to say, wow, this quote resonates greatly when I look at how small business owners make decisions about growing their companies. As a consultant, the number one challenge I encounter with small business owners is their reluctance to accept new information. Did I lose most of my podcast listeners with the statement I just made? There is something about the human mind, especially in the area of business development, where business owners push back on new information to improve sales productivity and sales performance. Most of the reluctance to accept new information comes from white-collar small business owners getting burned on marketing schemes that did not work. And these schemes cost business owners thousands of dollars. The remaining obstacle business owners have with accepting new information can be attributed to not being exposed to business development education. Attorneys, CPAs, dentists, home builders, medical groups, plastic surgeons, insurance brokers, and real estate brokers spend little to no time learning formal business development basics. In their defense, white-collar small business owners had to focus on passing rigorous certification exams to practice law, accounting, dentistry, and medicine. The mystery question is, why are some business owners open to accepting new information and others resist new information? I ask this question because I encounter white-collar small business owners who do accept new information about improving sales performance. Then, speaking with a different company, with a different owner, with the same sales challenges, the business owner will not accept new information. I guess the words to the Earth, Wind, and Fire song applies. That's the way of the world. Here's another short message about Joseph Gwynn, California real estate broker at Bay Area Realty Brokers. Joseph is a subject matter expert in the real estate industry. Joseph also takes interest in analyzing stocks, bonds, taxes, new loan policies, and local economic issues affecting the Bay Area housing market. Please let Joseph give you the big picture, wide angle view on Bay Area real estate. Please visit BayAreaRealtyBrokers.com to learn more about Joseph or give him a call at area code 925-451-2002. Take me, for instance, as a young sales manager in the late 1990s, early 2000s, I was a sponge for new information. My mindset was then, and still is today, that there is always something new to learn. And obviously, I do not have the information. And the way I look at it, if I do not have the information, I must be a seeker of people who can grow my knowledge with their information. Even prior to entering corporate sales, I worked in operations at a Fortune 500 company in Los Angeles. I was known as the problem solver because I would research problems and provide solutions to other departments' challenges because these departments' challenges affected my department. In 2013, after the California real estate mortgage crisis, I had to reinvent myself. I looked at how companies sold their products and services and discovered many white-collar small business owners struggled with the following five sales system activities: contacting, prospecting, appointment setting, closing, and getting zero-cost referrals. Starting 321 BizDev LLC, my mission statement was to identify the missing pieces preventing white-collar small business owners from realizing high sales productivity and predictable sales performance. I just want to say what I just read is a consultant mission statement, which reads much differently than a sales and marketing mission statement. In writing the solutions to achieving high sales productivity and predictable sales performance, I researched thousands of pages from digital university libraries containing papers written by psychologists knowledgeable in the area of human behavior. I found plenty of content and data showing how consumers behave under X conditions and how consumers behave under Y conditions. Then, using the data and science, I beta tested and recorded my findings I had with small business owners. After 10,000 hours of beta testing and updating 321 BizDev sales system modules, I was able to finalize the 321 BizDev sales system in 2017, about 3 years after I started the company. In addition to researching hundreds of university libraries, I was so lucky to meet two fantastic business owners who validated 321 BizDev solutions. These two people, Harley Gordon, a Boston attorney, and Mark Arola, a CEO and insurance broker in San Francisco, helped me convert the 321 BizDev sales system from a set of hypotheses to a library of facts. I just want to give people some information about hypotheses. A hypothesis is a proposed explanation for a phenomenon. For a hypothesis to be a scientific hypothesis, the scientific method requires that one can test it. Scientists typically base scientific hypotheses on previous observations that cannot satisfactorily be explained with the available scientific theories. In other words, I expected new results based on a hypothesis that implementing sales productivity and sales performance fixes would help white-collar small business owners increase revenues. After several observations based on several hypotheses, I was able to move 321 BizDev hypotheses to theories to facts. I met Harley Gordon, an elder law attorney, at a financial services seminar in Berkeley, California. Although many of the attendees, like myself, were initially there for the insurance information, I quickly became more interested in the conversations Harley had with his prospects. His information about how he professionally communicated with prospects was priceless. With Mark Arola, I worked with him as a long-term care insurance agent in his San Francisco Bay Area office. His training was the closest I had matching the training I received in corporate America. Mark's training taught me about the power of listening more than talking at prospect appointments. In closing, I am so thankful that I was able to be open-minded to new information. If this episode provokes some deep thought about improving your sales performance, please do not hesitate to contact me, Rick Napier, CEO, at 726-999-0999. Or if you are a Spanish language business owner, please contact Jaylene Rodriguez, Vice President of Business Development, at 786-697-3400. Interested parties can visit our website at 321bizdev.com to complete a 5-minute questionnaire. Please complete the 5-minute questionnaire so 321bizdev can learn more about your current sales situation or learn about your current or past experiences with trying to improve sales performance. A 321bizdev specialist will contact you within 2 days to review your responses. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast episode. Make it a great day.